Three little pigs.
One fine sunny day, three little pigs set out to find their fortunes in the big wide world. On a country road, they met a man with a load of straw. The first little pig stopped and said, "I'm tired of walking. I'm going to get some straw from this man and build myself a house." "Good luck to you," said his brothers, and went on their way. The straw house was no sooner finished than a hungry wolf rapped on the door. Little pig, let me come in," he called. Now the little pig had been told all about the wolf, so he spoke up bravely. "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin will I let you come down so that you can come in. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," growled the hungry wolf. And he huffed and he puffed until the straw house tumbled down, and that was the end of the little straw house and the first little pig. In a woods nearby, the second little pig had decided to build his house. He said goodbye to his brother, got some twigs, and built a snug home. He felt quite safe behind the door when he saw the wolf coming up the path. Little pig," begged the wolf, "let me come in." He scowled when he heard the little pig say, "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin will I open the door so that you can come in." "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," said the wolf. And he huffed and he puffed until the snug little twig house came tumbling down. And that was the end of the twig house and the second little pig. Now all this time, the third little pig had been very busy. He had collected bricks for his house. One by one, he laid them until he had a strong, sturdy house. He had just finished when the wolf came calling, little pig, let me come in." From behind the locked door came the little pig's answer, "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin will I open this door so that you can come in." "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," said the wolf. So he huffed and he puffed until he was all out of breath, but the brick house didn't tumble down. After resting a while, the wolf called in a friendly way, "Little pig, if you'll come with me tomorrow at 6 o'clock, I'll show you some fine turnips." "Thank you, I'd like that," said the little pig. But he got up at 5 o'clock, hurried to the turnip field, and was back home before the wolf was out of bed. When the wolf came by, he could smell the turnips cooking. What a howling and a growling there was! He quieted and spoke softly. "Little pig, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I'm going to pick apples. Will you come with me?" "Thank you, I'd like that," said the little pig. But the next morning he got up at 4 o'clock and gathered a big basket full of apples. What a howling and growling there was when the wolf came by and smelled applesauce. But after a while he said pleasantly, "Little pig, tomorrow there's a fair in the Shankling. Will you go with me at 3 o'clock? "You, I'd like that," said the little pig.
I like fairs.
I like fairs too.
Yesterday we went to fair.
We're going to go to the fair pretty soon. But the next day he was on his way before 2 o'clock. He had a fine time at the fair. Before he went home, he bought a butter churn. As he carried it, he saw the wolf coming up the hill. Quickly, he squeezed into the churn and gave a hard push. Down it rolled right past the wolf. What a howling and growling there was when the wolf saw who was in it, and he raced after it and saw the little pig hop out and run into his house. The wolf shook his fist and shouted, "You fooled me often enough, little pig. I'm coming down your chimney and eating you up." Straight to the wolf, to the roof he climbed. With a howl and a growl, he jumped feet first down the chimney of the little brick house. He didn't know that the fireplace below, the little pig was heating a big kettle of water. Kerplop! The wolf landed with a splash right in the boiling water. The little pig clamped the cover down tightly and did a jig. Two squirrels peeked in at the open window and heard his gay song. "I couldn't stand idle and let the wolf win, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin." How about that? That was a smart little pig, wasn't it?
And now
eat
this one. And now eat this one. I'll take this one.
If you give a mouse a cookie, if you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for a glass of milk. And when you give him the milk, he'll probably ask for a straw. When he's finished, he'll ask for a napkin. Then he'll want to look in a mirror to make sure he doesn't have a milk mustache. When he looks in the mirror, he might notice his hair needs a trim, so he'll probably ask for a pair of nail scissors. When he's finished giving himself a trim, he'll want a broom to sweep up. He'll start sweeping, and he might get carried away and sweep every room in the house. He may even end up washing the floors as well. When he's done, he'll probably want to take a nap. You'll have to fix up a little box for him with a blanket and a pillow. He'll crawl in, make himself comfortable, and fluff the pillow a few times. He'll probably ask you to read him a story. So you'll read him the one of your books, and you'll ask to see the pictures. When he looks at the pictures, he'll get so excited he'll want to draw one of his own. He'll ask for paper and crayons. He'll draw a picture. When the picture's finished, he'll want to sign his name with a pen. Then he'll want to hang his picture on your refrigerator, which means he'll need scotch tape. He'll hang up his drawing and stand back to look at it. Looking at the refrigerator will remind him he's thirsty, so he'll ask for a glass of milk. And chances are, if he asks for a glass of milk, he's going to want a cookie to go with it. Okay, you want to read one more? One more. Which one do you want? Would you rather be a bullfly or the cat in the hat?
You'd rather be a bulldog.
Okay.
Bobby and Bulldog. So I'll snuggle up. If I'm not, I'll snuggle up.
You snuggle?
Not yet. I'm not snuggled.
Are you snuggled now? Yes, you are. Okay. Tell me, would you rather be a dog or be a cat?
A dog.
It's time for you to think about important things like that. Would you rather be a bullfrog or a butterfly?
A butterfly.
Which one would you rather be? Come on now, tell me why. Tell me, would you rather be a minnow or a whale?
A minnow.
And tell me, would you rather be a hammer or a nail?
A hammer.
Would you rather have a feather or a bushy tail behind? Would you feel the best? Which would feel the best on you? Come on now, make up your mind.
Bushy tail.
And would you rather be a cactus or a toadstool or a rose? And would you look better?
A rose.
And which would look better on you, the long or shortish nose?
The shortish nose.
Would you rather be a skinny or would you rather be a fat? Would you rather be a ball or would you rather be a bat?
A ball.
And once more, I'm going to ask you, how about that dog and cat?
No. I don't.
Think now. Would you rather be a rooster or a hen?
A hen.
How would you like to lay an egg every now and then? Would you rather have big moose horns or small horns like a cow?
Big horns.
This is so important. I want to know right now.
I have to.
Would you rather be a bluebird and fly around and sing? Or would you rather be a bumblebee and fly around and sting? And tell me, would you rather be a table or a chair?
A chair.
And tell me now, would you rather have green or purple hair?
Green.
Would you rather be a clarinet, a trombone, or a drum?
A drum.
How would you like to have someone go boom boom on your tom tom? Suppose you had to be a letter. Well then, which one would you be?
Your hair.
Would you rather be a curly one like J or S or G?
S.
Or would you rather be a Sharpie like K or Z or V?
V.
Now tell me, would you rather be a window or a door?
A door.
And would you have more fun if you had 6 feet or 164? These are real important questions. Come on, tell me, please. Would you rather be a soda or a piece of smelly cheese?
A piece of smelly cheese.
Would you rather live in igloos or would you rather live in tents?
Igloos.
And would you rather be a dollar or 97 cents?
Maybe 5 cents.
And would you rather be a mermaid with a tail instead of feet? Or would you rather be a spook and run around dressed in a sheet?
A mermaid.
Would you rather be a jellyfish or sawfish or sardine? And would you rather be this thing or that thing or the thing that's in between? I think so, too. It's hard to make your mind up about important things like that. I can't even make my mind up about that dog and cat. Okay, you want another drink of milk? Which one you want? This is the last one.
Okay.
How about the little red hen? See what happens to that little red hen. One summer day, the little red hen found a grain of wheat. A grain of wheat, said the little red hen to herself. I will plant it. She asked the duck, will you help me plant this grain of wheat? Not I, said the duck. She asked the goose, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?" "Not I," said the goose. She asked the cat, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?" "Not I," said the cat. She asked the pig, "Will you help me plant this grain of wheat?" "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will plant it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. Soon the wheat grew tall, and the little red hen knew it was time to reap it. "Who will help me reap the wheat?" she said. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will reap it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. She reaped the wheat, and it was ready to be taken to the mill and made into flour. "Who will help me carry the wheat to the mill?" she said. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will carry it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. She carried the wheat to the mill, and the miller made it into flour. When she got home, she asked, "Who will help me make the flour into dough?" "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. "Then I will make the dough myself," she said, the little red hen, and she did. Soon the bread was ready to go into the oven. "Who will help me make the bread?" said the little red hen. What do you think the duck said? "Not I," said the duck. What'd the goose say? "Not I," said the goose. "Not I," said the cat. "Not I," said the pig. Nobody wanted to help her. "Then I will bake it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. After the loaf had been taken from the oven, it was set on the window to cool. "And now," said the little red hen, "who will help me eat the bread?" "I will," said the duck. "I will," said the goose. "I will," said the cat. "I will," said the pig. "No, I will eat it myself," said the little red hen, and she did. The end.
Is that one?
No, that's the last one. We got to go to sleep now.